I like the Christmas tree, Mike. That's very pretty, looking at the Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Jennifer's still trying to get me to help her bring it up, but I don't want to do it.
It's going to come up today.
Mike got cranky when I said we're doing it, too. But then we got into the spirit.
It goes up to me. I have a little tiny tree about this big.
It goes on this kitchen table.
And you just plug it in. It's got LED lights, and I just leave it go. And I put, like, one ornament on. I'm done.
I know. You're Scrooge.
He does that, too.
You're a mean one, and then he puts up a little Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Another edition of the Falls Cast brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Quagga Falls, Ohio. Where today, Sunday, December 5th.
It's, I don't know what it is. It's kind of
sunny and not too bad.
Trying to, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really made it out very far.
It's supposed to be like 50 today. 49, 50, I think.
Crazy. Get out. Do your decorations now.
Yeah.
Clean up your leaves.
I will.
Don't do your decorations.
I was talking to Mike.
Oh, I'm doing them now.
I'm in the basement.
Nope, I'm doing it now.
It's going to be big now.
Not really.
No one wants to see those lights. Blinds them.
That's what she said.
That's the goal. I want Kathy to get a sunburn from the light show.
Dang.
She's like, what the fuck is that?
We'll leave it on all night.
Aircraft trying to land.
Clark
Griswold. Yes. Yes.
Shitter's full.
Shitter's
full, Clark. Take a second mortgage out for our electric bill.
Well, they're LED lights, so the good part is they probably won't be that bad.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which means I can put more out and
on one circuit without popping it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the plan.
Why is our electric bill $2,000 this month?
What happened to the false cap?
Why is the floor red? I don't know, Margot. Sorry. Where's the
As you've heard.
Todd. Sorry.
Sorry,
As
Bart.
You heard, we're here with all of our favorite false casters, including, I'm going to start with the one who isn't talking right now, Kathy McMenemy.
Yay.
Good morning.
Yay.
Hello.
You're being rewarded because you're being quiet. It's like a teacher thing that he's doing.
I am
like
quiet.
A student in the classroom.
It's the anti-podcast theory. Don't talk and get rewarded.
Is it a reward?
And we also have Steven and Jennifer Millay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly doo.
And Suzanne and Mike Searle.
Hello.
Hello. I still hate you, Alex. With a passion.
Sadly, Alex isn't here. We miss him.
No, we don't.
Will definitely get him back on the show soon.
We have to.
And I am Bart, your moderator for the show again. This episode, we do not have an interview. You just get to listen to our, you know, gracious voices of the show.
Witty banter.
Told them that. They probably are turning off right now. They're like, forget
They're like,
it.
Ah, we're gone. We're out. See ya.
We do have a couple lined up for the next couple shows, though, so.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
And this is a great opportunity. We should. I still want to know who those people are. But this is a great opportunity to say, if you have somebody, I'm taking over your job.
Go ahead.
Oh, my.
I know. If you know somebody or would like us to interview somebody, please reach out to us at falsfreepress@gmail.com, right? Did I do it right?
Absolutely.
Or you can reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram and let us know your idea. Oh, that was good. That stays, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm willing to copy that and use it every show now.
I know it.
Stamp it.
Listen to the dulcet sounds of Suzanne Searle live on Sunday.
And nice. I talk in my very soft voice, my radio voice.
Sunday.
It's like the NPR talk.
Oh, God.
Unfresh air with Suzanne Searle.
Yeah.
Unfresh air.
And speaking of getting a hold of us, if you would like to collaborate with us, you can always send us submissions of your own work or send us feedback on what you think of the show. You can do that by emailing us at, what was the address again?
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
Right. Or send this to us on Facebook page or review us on whatever podcast catcher you use.
Yes. Make sure you hit those 5 stars.
Yes, 5 stars. Maybe 4, but we need 5.
We'll take 4, I guess. 4.5.
Five stars gets your name mentioned on the next podcast.
There's Bart Sullivan, five stars.
It won't let me review it because my email is the one that registered it.
Oh, darn. But we think it's so great.
Darn it.
Weak. And as always, we like to encourage our readers and listeners to shop local. Keep your money in the falls, or at least falls adjacent. Anybody patronize anywhere cool this week?
Yeah, it was Friday was the downtown Cuyahoga Falls holiday open house. So I actually dragged poor Steve out. He wasn't in the holiday mood, but we did it and saw the Looking Glass. That's the name of that shop, right?
Yes, Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Went there.
And they had some, you know, they had snackies in the back and they had wine and soft drinks and coffee. And it was quite crowded. People were in and out, found some really nice Christmas gifts for my mom. And they had quite an array, different hodgepodge of all kinds of art mediums, artists, collections. And they have so many little, like, side rooms and stuff to look in. Mm-hmm. I heard one woman, she came into a room and was like, wow, they have more stuff than they did last week. So looks like they have a lot of repeat customers. But very nice, cool space, and a lot of different gift ideas in there.
And then we went to the popcorn spot. Popcorn store.
Oh, Metropolis. Yeah.
Got some popcorn.
I say, which one? There's two down there.
Yeah. We did Metropolis.
Metropolis. And then we bought little bags and carried them around and ate them.
Yeah. Steve took some photos down by the river. They have those big poles. The cement columns are lit up, right, with some alternating colors.
Underneath the bridge.
Underneath the bridge. And they have a speaker that's blaring out Christmas tunes right down there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, the Christmas tunes kind of made me queasy, but I dealt with it.
Yeah, Steve dealt with it. But it's just really cool.
Ebenezer
spot.
Steven.
And then you went and bought candles and soap and stuff.
And then we went to Hope Soap, and JD and Spinner and Ken, JD and Ken were playing in Hope
Live,
Soap.
Yes. And he every time I see him, he always calls me out. Hey, Steve, and across the whole, like, I'm at the entrance, and he's like in the back.
And he actually had a poster that Steve had taken a picture of him and JD, and he's like, photo credits.
You like this picture? Yeah.
When we walked in.
I love JD. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah. Very vibrant.
But he always embarrasses me.
Well deserved. And then we had dinner at Crave. And their outside, their facade is decorated so cute and so pretty. Downtown just looked awesome Friday. It was a perfect night for it.
Yeah, and the ice skating rink was pretty crowded. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, nice little crowd. So it was really, really fun down there.
Do you guys know that anything about the staircase that it's been condemned up to the balcony?
I think we heard about that.
Yeah, it's
completely blocked off with cones and everything and caution tape.
I think that whole building has some issues. I mean, that is why they were not running it out for a while. But I think that they're in the process of trying to fix it. So
yeah, I thought Alex said something about them like taking bids for looking at contractors to fix it or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a really cool space. I mean, that was where we were going to have our daughter's graduation party before COVID hit, and then we couldn't do it. But it's a really awesome space, so hopefully they can get that fixed. I mean, we went upstairs that one time and sat on the balcony, and it was nice to be able to look out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great view. I go up there for all the time whenever
there's an event.
Whenever there's an event, just to take an overview shot of the event, because it's a great spot to do it.
Yeah.
It is. And I snuck over the barricade last time for the fire truck pull, and I think since then they've kind of
beefed it up
the security on it.
Yeah. Because if you fall through it and peel yourself on rusty iron, you'll die.
Yeah, the mayor did say, you go up there and get a picture. So, you know.
Oh, did he?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Maybe cut this part out.
Yeah, maybe. But the city and liability there.
Anyway, so downtown looked really good Friday night, and we hit a lot of shops, and I did a little Christmas shopping. So that was cool.
Yeah, very
I think
cool.
We did Crave after the tree lighting, you know.
We did.
And love that place. Their
that
block
was such
is
a good
awesome.
Place. Yeah, I took our daughter. She was home for Thanksgiving break, the younger one from college, and she loves guac and really had a good time.
Chips
there. That was the first time she was there. Yeah.
What was that? New Wave Clothing? Was that the one that was up behind Reverie? Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know.
No idea it was even there.
A, No, we were walking to the tree lighting festival, and my daughter saw a sign for it and wanted to go check it out. And we walked in, and they had a bunch of, like, it was like a lot of like 90s and 80s t-shirts, like band t-shirts and kind of like the, you know,
hoodies
and the style you would have wore in the 90s. Is no idea it was back there. And we talked to the owner a little bit, and he seemed really cool, and he gave me his business card. So maybe we can reach out and talk to him a little bit about the store. But yeah, I mean, it was like you would look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, I remember wearing this. Or I remember, you know, I had that concert shirt.
I remember this. I remember that. He's like, yeah, I grew up with it. And we're like, yeah, so did we. You know, that was like our high school years. And he's like, yeah, I was born in 92. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, we had to walk out. Really? Yeah, like, we're done.
Where was this again?
It's a... up on the backside, like where Old Town Loop is,
okay.
Behind like Groove, and well, if you go to the stairway to get down to Reverie, it's right next to that, or you can actually get to it from the stairway down on Front, right next to Reverie. I never knew there was a little stairwell right there, and you can get up to it. It's just nice, tiny little shop, cool stuff, and it's always changing. You know, it's like it's a secondhand store, you know, or whatever, but it's really cool though.
Yeah, and he seems like he does 90s and a little bit of 80s kind of clothing, which is in again. 90s is in again, I guess. Yes. So I thought it was a really cool place.
And then we did.
So you can only get into it from that loop area?
You can do both ways. You can get into it from the backside. That's like the main entrance, if you will, that this where the storefront is off like Old Town Loop behind the used to be Fall Savings Loan or whatever that was, by the Blue Deck, I think it is. And then there is a stairway down by right next to like where Reverie and Good and Company is that you can get up there.
We went to Groovy Juice, forgot to mention that. On
We've never
Portage
been there.
Trail.
I was in there. I was talking to my daughter. I'm like, hey, we should go in there and check it out. But
I bought some awesome incense.
Yeah.
Burning right now.
Yeah.
They have really high quality incense.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
They have brand new record albums as well as old stuff and all kinds of other.
Some cool local tie-dyes.
Tie-dyes, yeah, mm-hmm. From somebody makes them local. And everything else, the smoke things.
A lot of bowls, man. A lot of glass bowls and bombs.
For
and
cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you like to put in smoke.
For tobacco products.
Bubblers.
Wink, wink.
Yep.
And we did Mark and Philly's last night.
We did.
What'd you get?
It was so good. I got the deep dish kind of deluxe, like the little, it's a small.
Oh.
And it is... so much. I mean, you get like six slices and stuff, but it's like you can't eat. You have to eat like maybe two pieces
filling.
And you're like done.
Yeah.
But it is so good. And, you know, the owner was there, one of the owners.
They're always there.
They're always there. Yeah. Super sweet and super nice and a good time. So very much enjoyed it. Might have some
white sauce tomato.
We had a discussion with them one time. Then they came up how they never get to take a vacation. Because she mentioned how they're going to be closed for a week coming up. This is a while ago.
In July.
And she goes, we haven't taken a vacation in like, how many years was it? It was like five years.
Like 17 years or
no. Yeah.
It was a long time.
And we felt really bad for her. I was like, well, you need to go take that vacation and just close the place down.
So good.
How about you, Kathy? Where have you?
Not so much this week, but I ordered some meals from Clean Eats I got to pick up today.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Bart? I heard you went to a little walking around downtown.
Yeah, I wandered around Front Street Friday afternoon and decompressed and visited a bunch of our favorites. I got some new books at Shelf Life.
Oh, yes, of course.
And entered to win the Harry Potter book that she had on raffle.
Oh, man, I need to go put my name in there and because I really want that.
On Friday during the open house, they had... she had anybody who just came in got a free ticket to enter.
Oh,
and then
man.
It was $1 for every additional ticket.
Hmm.
So I got a couple books, and then I visited Looking Glass and checked that out. Visited Up Front and got some really great Christmas cards, even though I didn't need to buy any more.
That's a good idea to get
yes,
your
you
Christmas
did.
Cards there.
You sent them all to Stephen.
He loves Christmas.
Happiest Christmas favorite. Card receiver ever.
They'll make my bonfire bigger.
Oh! No. Wow. No, that's a good idea. Maybe we should check that place out for some Christmas cards.
And I would say, actually, it's her one-year birthday, if you will, on Tuesday. Actually,
yeah, Shelf Life.
It's also Shelf Life. It's been open for a year come Tuesday.
That's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like just yesterday.
And speaking of Christmas... I will be continuing the 12 Films of Christmas series again this year.
Yay!
How far in are you?
I have watched 10 movies.
All right, you're 10
I
in.
I still need to write 4 more articles.
Okay.
Have you seen 8-Bit? Did you watch 8-Bit Christmas yet?
I did, and I loved it.
I fell asleep during it.
I liked it.
Snoozer.
I liked it. I've already seen Elf 3 times.
We watched some parts of National Lampoon's Christmas.
We did.
Last night.
Love it.
What has been your favorite movie so far, Bart? Or do we have to wait until we read your articles?
Probably 8-Bit Christmas. Okay. But I can tell you what the worst movie I watched was.
Okay, let's hear the worst movie.
Was it a Hallmark movie? Because they all suck.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't. It is not even to the level of Hallmark, how bad it was.
Wow.
Wait, the why new are you home talking like it's bad?
The new Home Alone.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. It was horrible.
I didn't even know there was a new one.
It was absolutely. I watched the whole thing because I was reviewing it.
Why?
But it was. There was a couple that I was going to review. And after, I think one of them, after 10 minutes, I said, nope, I'm
really?
Done.
Really?
Wow.
Well, what was
that? What was the streaming service that's on?
Which one? Home Alone?
Yeah.
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So what is
it? So they actually put money into this.
Oh, dear.
How did they leave the boy home? I mean, how many times can you leave a child home without child services being called?
Yeah, especially in this day and age.
Correct.
Yeah, in the 90s, it was a little easier to leave your kid home alone and not get arrested.
That's true.
Accidentally.
3 times, whatever.
In the 80s, you used to have a key around your neck.
Yep.
And come
no, 70s.
Latchkey.
70s.
Latchkey kid.
I was a latchkey kid.
Me too.
Amen.
What, I mean, was it the same family or was it a different family?
This was a whole different family.
Okay.
Basically, the kid, they basically got an Uber. And they got stuck with 2 different flights out to Tokyo because they couldn't all get on the same flight.
Oh, of course.
And so each group thought the kid was in the other flight.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So at least it makes a little, somewhat sense.
Yeah, but don't you think you would have, like, a conversation? I mean, if Mike took one of the kids with him, I would be like, how is the child? How is my child?
Yeah.
What is my child doing? Do you remember my child? Did you remember to bring her?
Well, it's because you actually love your children.
Oh.
Come on, they don't love each other.
It's so weird.
They're in baggage somewhere.
They're in the dog crate cargo hold. They afford that house that they had at Home Alone. That beautiful house.
I will say this, and it's a slight spoiler for the review of the movie, but
it's called embezzlement.
The older brother, but was it Buzz or Bud?
I don't know.
He is in this movie.
Oh no!
Oh, man.
He is a police officer, and explains that the family runs the security system company that is throughout the entire town.
Okay.
And so
the
family runs this big name security company.
So that's how they have the
big That's old. How.
Okay.
So they don't have any kind of monitors for when their fucking kids left home alone. Just saying.
You mentioned that some people, you don't know anybody that could afford a house like that. Growing up on Hudson, we had friends that had houses like that. We'd have parties in them in high school.
Because they were empty because they couldn't afford furniture because they were all.
They were house rich and everything else.
The ones I went to were not. They had plenty of furniture and they had Mercedes in the driveways.
Well, my friend's dude was a tax attorney in Hudson. He said a lot of people just had their big house and then they drove
that wasn't my experience when I used to go to the parties and hang out at their houses.
I'm just telling you what an accountant for Hudson people said.
Well, I don't care. But I know what I saw.
Well, he serves a lot more.
Smash our teeth for the paparazzi.
These people would get like fortunes for Bert's 16th birthday and shit.
What is the whole, like, anytime, what was the 80s movies taught us? Anybody that had a sweater that was wrapped around their neck, you knew they were going to be an asshole. Have you seen that one going around?
Was his name Chet?
Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy or MacArthur. Who was that?
Yeah. Was it Todd and Margot?
I don't know. Todd.
I don't know Margot.
Margot. Okay, whatever. All right. Why is the floor wet? Oh, jeez. All right, moving on.
Speaking of all of that, we want to know what your favorite Christmas movies are.
Yeah.
Because they could show up in a special edition of the series on Christmas Day.
Die Hard.
Have we gotten any kind of responses yet?
Die Hard.
We have gotten 5.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Come on, people.
So we want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
I will post the link to the form in the show notes, and you can follow the link that I will repost on our Facebook page, or you can email us at, what's the address again, Suzanne?
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
All right.
That wasn't as good this time, but sorry.
So let us know, and I will compile all those into a special edition.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm excited to see if people have favorite movies that I have not watched yet.
You might see a few diehard suggestions in there.
From Michael.
From this guy named Psych Merle. Saying. I don't know who that might be.
Oh, boy.
And finally, the most important part of it all, get vaccinated and wear a mask.
Last year and the year before that, it was difficult to find Die Hard to stream. This year, it's available on Amazon Prime for free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I actually wanted to get Mike the movie a couple years ago for kind of a gag gift. Not a gag gift, but a gag gift. Because he keeps saying it's a Christmas movie and we have like
Christmas
a
movie.
Little fun back and forth.
I don't care what anyone says.
So we
John McClane is a Christmas movie.
So I agree.
I don't know about that.
I agree. And uncut with no commercials is the best way to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah. We went into the exchange, the kids and I, and asked them if they had any Die Hard movies. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's at the Christmas section. And I was like, both the girls and I looked at each other and started laughing. We're like, no!
He wins. Point to Mike.
Oh, well.
Yes, get vaccinated. Get your boosters.
And watch Die Hard.
Yes. Watch Severus Snape fall off Nakatomi Pod.
So into our roundtable discussion, Cauga Falls police officers will be wearing body cams and have new dash cams in 2022, keeping in line with neighboring community departments. These cams come from GVS GetTac Video and have been customized to the needs of the officers who have already tried them out. This purchase was approved by council for next year's budget for 60 body cams and 22 in-dash cams for the cruisers.
Did they not have body cams already? Is this something new that they're
doing? No. They had dash cams, but they were old.
Well, I'm glad that they're getting them because they need them.
Yeah.
Might have helped with the one officer that shot the dog. We would have been able to tell what happened.
Yep.
If the camera was turned on.
Mm.
And they should have massive repercussions if they don't turn on their cameras. Lots of punitive actions.
I've heard some departments are doing that, you know.
Yeah. Particularly if it seems like it was used to cover up an incident. Yeah.
Yes. But I'm glad they're actually getting on board with, you know, having them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's for, you know, our protection as citizens and their protection as well.
That's correct. That's right.
Yeah. A lot of it's for their protection, you know, because especially in today's environment, somebody's going to say, well, this cop did this or this or this. Okay, well, let's review the footage. No, they didn't, you know,
Yeah.
Or yes, they did.
Hey, that
accountability perpetrator did or had a gun and no, they didn't.
So. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
It's good in all respects.
It is.
100%.
It helps weed out the bad actors or the problem, you know, attitudes or, you know, the pattern behavior with bad officers, you know, coach them back into what they need to be doing. And it also helps out, you know, with interactions with the public or whatever is going on, you know, so
yeah,
it's good on both sides.
Transparency can only be helpful all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of liability out of the officers, you know, for I did this because of this, you know.
Next, Good Neighbors held its Christmas drive last week, helping around 870 people.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's amazing. A lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is.
Families received groceries, hygiene items and toiletries, Girl Scout cookies, a hammer turkey, and new toys for children. Good Neighbors will be open on December 10th, which is this week, their final day open for the month.
That seems a little early.
Well, they have been short-staffed all year, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So, December 10th will be their day for donations to be delivered from individuals and other smaller local drives. They're not taking clothing or any household goods, but all canned goods, winter coats, new toys, gift cards, all of that they're taking.
Okay.
And then they'll be closed the rest of the month.
And where are they located? Are they down on Front Street? I think it's 1742
second,
Front.
Second,
second Street.
Second Street. Right, right, right on by Street. The Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Or the Cross in the Catholic Church, St. Joe's.
And they take drive-up donations and whatnot, or,
yeah,
you know, in-person donations.
Do, yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious.
So you got about a week, depending on when I get
to that. Pretty large facility.
Get your donations in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty large facility, and I've been in there, and they have it pretty organized. They have different tables with different stuff and a giant section with groceries that are donated from local grocery stores and just local people. And I've been there when they did that drive a few years ago, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they helped almost 1,000 people. And there's such a need.
And from there, we go to Woodridge schools, which are going mask optional.
Now that makes so much sense, right?
That is so crazy. I'm so happy that Cuyahoga Falls school board said we're masking up for several weeks into January.
I guess Dang. This is after winter break. They'll be going mask optional, but they're still requiring masks on the buses per federal mandate.
It doesn't make no sense. You know, people are going to go see all their family.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to go unmasked around their family.
I mean, cases are going gangbusters in the hospitals now. Yeah. Cleveland Clinic, yeah. Metro, and UH are all canceling elective surgeries that require a hospital bed overnight stay. So, you know, we're getting bad again, folks.
Especially with Omicron coming around, you know.
This is from the unvaccinated and from people who
aren't taking precautions.
Yes, and don't do 6 foot and don't wear masks. Everyone thinks it's over. It's not over.
It's never over. Even when it's over, it's not over.
Yeah, it's not going away, but it can be controlled, you know, but we need to get to that point.
Frustrating.
So we'll see how that goes come time
January.
To come back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see how quickly they change their mind.
Yep.
I mean, Stowe actually just had to close up on Monday because they were having some staffing issues they don't have enough subs. So
did they close or did they go remote?
I think they closed on Monday. I am not sure.
I heard a couple of schools around the area had to go remote like a Monday and a Tuesday for staffing issues.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
It's, you know, I mean, you're putting teachers at risk, and if they get COVID or even if they're not having any symptoms, they can't come in. So you need to have subs, and we have a shortage of subs right now. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense why you would not just take a simple precaution of wearing a mask to try to keep kids back in school. I don't understand it. I mean, I know the Stowe does have a mask mandate, and there's going to be an argument that, well, obviously that didn't work, but it's something simple to do to try to mitigate this. You know, it's what we have. It's what we have available to us. And I just don't understand.
Well, how's Akron schools doing? I know your son, Stephen and Jen, I know he teaches art there, right?
Yeah. He hasn't had any times when he's had to close down the classes and stuff. And he hasn't mentioned like the outbreaks and cases being really bad, but so I don't know, but yeah, I just know that the teachers are really struggling in Akron. There's a lot of violence in the young kids, and there's all those problems, but I haven't heard about really bad outbreaks yet.
Attention spans are way down, and the morale is low, and kids just aren't as well behaved as they were pre-pandemic. You know, they're just, you know, more unruly.
And one of our friends is she's a like a guidance counselor kind of position. She said, you know, it's rough, but they're all back in school full time, so they're not doing any remote, and, you know, they haven't had any days where they've had to cancel yet. We'll see.
I was just curious.
And now some sad news. River the Elf with a restaurant.
Sadder news.
Yeah. River the Elf was arrested this week for spreading good will.
River the Elf.
He was a
naughty boy.
That's good news. They should have thrown
away. Mute him.
Ebenezer Stephen.
So he was making himself at home in a cozy little igloo by craft, and his reasoning was that it made him feel like he was more at home. But, you know, you can't make a home in an igloo, River the Elf, so...
Why not?
The police officers had to come and take him in. He actually got a nice little ride to the police station. They had to put him in the back. So it was a very sad moment.
Was he maced and handcuffed?
That would have been awesome.
That's why we need those body cams.
Yeah. It would have been awesome.
No. However, they did make a deal with River the Elf because he is, you know, been doing really good things, and he promised never to do it again. They decided to...
He'll do it again.
He's not going to do it again. He's going to be a good boy now.
Is he?
He is.
Is he?
So they decided to give him a toy waiver, which is through the department's Toys for Ticket program. And the program is in their 12th year, and it's reserved for people that have, like, minor traffic violations. Instead of having to pay a fine, they can donate a toy to the police department, who's collecting the toys through December 10th, and that all toys through that program are going to be distributed through local nonprofit organizations. So I think you learned a lesson.
Do they have to be wrapped, or do they just drop the toy off? I mean, do they have, like, a donation box for it, or?
I think that they have a donation box for it. I don't think it has to be wrapped. There is a picture of River the Elf handing a toy to Chief Davis.
River the Elf.
And it just has a bow on it, so I think it doesn't have to be wrapped.
A series of photographs about his alter ego, an elf, who likes to party and go to bars and drink and do shots and hang out with
Is it on house
all passed out on one and on the ground, you know, and then a bunch of strippers next to him, and yeah.
Sure.
Pandemic elf?
Yeah. Party elf.
Oh, jeez.
Party elf, there it is.
Well, we hope he learned his lesson and he will not be doing any naughty things anymore, so. Good news, people. The tree lighting ceremony had, I think, probably the biggest turnout of, like, all time. It was
there were a lot
intense.
Of people.
There were so many people there, and it was well done. And Santa Claus came, and the mayor came on a fire truck, and they had fireworks, and it was just a really good time. Everybody seemed to be in good spirits. And it even snowed a little bit for the tree lighting, which made it even more magical. Mike, myself, and our daughter. It felt very much like a Hallmark movie. I mean, my daughter and I were commenting about when we were walking on the street, it felt like a Hallmark movie. We were up at the parking deck so we could get some pictures up from above, and there were kids that were coming, and, you know, we allowed them to stand in front and watch it, and they were all in awe and excited with the fireworks and everything. So that was a really good news.
And then,
since I'm in a holiday giving spirit, I'm going to give you two good news that Dairy Queen on Portage is going to be opening up.
Yes.
Take your blizzard.
Yes. Fat kid getting his blizzard.
Woohoo. So, they were closed this weekend, the 4th and the 5th of December, for employee orientation and training, and they will be open on the 6th of Monday and the 7th, and they'll only be for the drive-through, I think. Let me see, the normal hours, 10:30 to 9:30. They have two drive-through lanes, I think,
They modified it, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
And when I read the article, it was like their employment is doubling. Like their need, they had like 35 staffers, and now they're going to need 60 to man the place. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
How about that?
That's good.
Dairy Queen is always hopping.
Always high school kids, you know.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Good. And then they're going to be completely open for dine-in and takeout on Wednesday the 8th. So very exciting. There were some pictures on that on social media about the inside, and it looks really really awesome. Modern and awesome, and I'm super excited to check it out, and we'll get our blizzards, and I swear they have the best chicken sandwich ever. I love their chicken sandwich there.
Kane's,
like fried Kane's chicken or grilled chicken?
I think they have both, but they're...
What are you saying is the best one, though? Which one?
The fried chicken. Mm. Yeah, it is.
Well, the
just
fried chicken
really
is going to taste better. What I mean, the grilled chicken is going to be healthier, but the fried chicken definitely will taste
better. That is true. But if I'm going to go big, if I'm going to Dairy Queen, then I might as well
get
just do the fried
curds.
Forget it.
Get the cheese curds.
Oh, I heard their burgers are really tasty, too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite, if I have to do a fast food, quote unquote, is one of my favorite places to go for something like that. I mean, they have these pretzels that, you know, the warm pretzels, and it has like a little queso sauce, and ugh, so good. And I'm very excited about it being back, and I hope they do well. And, you know, there's always a line. I mean, you know, you go by it and there's a line out into the street, people trying to get through the drive through. So hopefully it will be easier to get in and get out now. The parking lot was really bad. So there's going to be probably better parking there. And
yeah, they said the way they designed it was to avoid any kind of overflow onto the streets.
Yeah,
for the drive-throughs. So.
Yeah, very exciting. So good news. And I have to say that driving around Cuyahoga Falls, so many people are decorated for the holidays. They have, you know, their lights out, and it just feels like it's something that is, you know, a nice little cheer for something that, you know, we've gone through a heck of a year and a half, I think, with COVID. And
much to Steven's chagrin.
I know, like, he is cranky. I'm watching him right now, giving me the look and everything, but I'm ignoring him.
Just
we need to get our lights up.
No, we need to get our lights up. There is a house on.
And to the left, their lights are
on. It just makes me want to take a big dump when I think about that stuff.
Oh, geez, on whatever, Grinch. There's a house on, what street was that that you took me by last
night? Lincoln by, it's not by Northmoreland, but it's, what is that cross street? I can't remember. But it's on Lincoln. It's almost by, like, where Tim's Pizzeria is. Not Bailey. It's more west of that, but maybe Elmwood. I'm not sure. I can't remember.
But they have a house that is lit up like crazy. You tune into a radio station, and the lights will go to the music. It is really cool. And I got a video of it, and I absolutely love it. If I can figure out how to post it on social media, on Instagram, maybe I'll try to do it. But it was really cool. You can just listen, and you can sit there and listen to the music and watch the light show. So that was well done. Really liked it.
Keep sending the videos to Steven. He loves them.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to send them to him.
We need the list of where all the decorated houses are.
Well, Cuyahoga Falls does have one on their website that has a list of
all the
decorated houses.
I'm going to take all the
pictures
and all the videos they send me and put it on a thumb drive and then ceremoniously burn it.
Oh man.
It's going to burn it on a log.
Muting.
If our listeners know of a house that we should see, or you want people to drive by, let us know and we will post it. But if not, you know, go to the Cuyahoga Falls website and there's a list of houses that are decorated. I think that you can still put your address on there if you want to. You just submit it and they will add it to the list and be a nice little drive to go around town and see the Christmas lights. So,
and yes. I guess it's the show, it'll already have happened when, I think, by the time the show comes up. December 6th from 6 to 9, they will be judging the houses that have registered.
Oh, okay. All right. So we'll have to talk about who the winner is next time we have a podcast. It's obviously going to be Steven and Jen's house. They seem really into it.
Neighbor across the street's good. Their house looks nice.
Yeah, our neighbor across the street.
Our house will never look like that, ever.
No, but we can get some lights. We can throw some lights up.
Not me.
Oh, jeez. Mike always talks every year that he wants to just, like, completely make
Clark
the house.
Clark W. Griswold the house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He never does it, but we talk about it. We're like, oh, wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. But
do you put some lights up?
Just like...
Yeah, last year I didn't, but I'll probably put some out today. You know,
I'd rather pick my
dig
nose.
Out the stuff.
Well, you love to pick your nose. So.
Well, you can pick your nose while you're out there, too. You know,
pick your nose while you're doing
it. Look it right into the yard.
Come on.
Yeah. Frozen boogers are good to go.
Jeez, Louise.
Give a little extra color. This one's a little green. This one's
good.
A little yellow.
Yeah, go ahead and enhance that green.
You cannot poo-poo down my holiday spirit this year, Steven.
At least he's smiling.
He is. He's laughing.
You know, I'm mostly just doing this to tease you, Suzanne.
I know you are.
Oh my God,
I'm sorry not to get
woohoo!
Yeah.
All righty. Bart, is it time?
It's time.
Bart's arts.
So, as Suzanne mentioned, you can find a whole list of holiday displays in Cuyahoga Falls on the city's website. You can also vote for your favorite parking meters and downtown holiday displays.
Oh, the parking meters. We didn't
talk about
the parking
meters.
Yeah. What is your favorite parking meter so far?
The cup of spilled kopu.
Yes.
Which, it kopu. Really we did
it. It looks like poo.
We were coming, we were approaching it. I don't even know what direction it was, but we were walking like towards the clock tower. So I only saw the dribbling down of the brown material and it, oh. And the texture, it looked like, I thought somebody made Mr. Hanky the Christmas poo. And then I looked, I was like, oh my God, they made it a shit Christmas tree meter. And then Steve and I were
looking
at it.
She was like, that's my
favorite. Yeah, it looks like shit. And then,
and then I saw the little white flecks. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And I was like, oh, it's cocoa.
No,
and then I saw the cup.
I had to read
somebody ate some sprinkles.
The description before I decided that, I go, okay, that's what it is. It's and it looks like they spent a lot of time on it. They put a lot of effort into it. But it looks like if somebody's pouring out a cup of poo. I mean, it's
it was just like I have a pen, like poo pen, and the same texture was like that, like from Spencer's.
And when she's writing, signing something she hates, she uses the poo pen.
No, that's nothing to know where
the poo pen.
But it took me probably a minute of just like, oh my God, somebody made
what
a shit eater, and it looked, and it's hilarious. And I was like, oh wait. And then it was really cool. And then I went to the other side and looked at it from a different angle, and it was more.
You could tell,
So be careful how you approach.
Abominable snowman.
Abominable.
Abominable snowman. He was
from
Bumble. Bumble.
From Bumble. From
the land of lost toys.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He was really cute.
Yeah, he was cute.
Really good.
I also appreciate Harps and Thistles entry again this year.
What was theirs? What did theirs look like?
They made an elf on the shelf, but it has a sign. But it's holding a sign that says "Honk if you're naughty."
Yes, I saw that. That's pretty cute.
Yep. Spelled Knotty.
No.
Oh man.
So be sure to vote for all of those.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Cauga Valley Art Center will feature their first installment of Studio to Screen online this Friday evening. The video will feature footage of featured artist home studios, including
Mark Giancaspero, Sally Heston, and Mo Mosajowski.
Thank you. Following the video, special guests will join to talk about the video and answer questions. The program is free to attend online, but you must register by December 8th. And finally, Upfront Art Space will have a Snowy Cardinal painting class with A Squared Art on December 15th.
Oh, is this where they tell you how to paint? Because I've been wanting to do one of those.
The class costs $30 for a space in the class and supplies. And I'll post the link to all of the stuff I talked about on this show in the show notes.
Mike, you want to do that?
Maybe.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week and putting up with our shenanigans.
Do you think we still have listeners?
Shenanigans.
What I want to know is, why do we have almost as many listeners in Denver, Colorado as we do in Akron, Ohio?
Tell us.
Because we're entertaining.
What's going on with Colorado?
Are we?
Have we figured out how to track those IP addresses yet?
No, but Apple Podcast says we have at least 10 regular listeners in the Akron area, which would be Akron in the Falls.
Okay.
And 7 in Denver, Colorado.
7 now.
What the hell?
Who are you guys? Reach out to us at fallstreetpress@gmail.com and let us know who you are.
We want to know who you are.
We want to know. Tell us.
So be sure to rate and review us. Let us know what you think. And for now, we'll just say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Later, alligator.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Do 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 do.